This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can long time, run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
All right, I want to air part of this Millie Weaver report. Live in a bubble. Abort your kids and never own guns or cars. It's too long for the segment. I'm going to play part of it from Millie Weaver. It's a good report. And then I haven't gotten into the rest of the big news where they're freaking out about the poll that the majority of Americans know that the deep state is operating and is criminal, so they don't know how to deal with that. A bunch of other news I'm going to get into, dealing with Trump announcing a meeting with Putin, finally, and more. And I've got a challenge, too, for David Hogg. He's challenged to debate me and then backed out. I've got a challenge for him coming up. But here is part of that report from Millie Weaver.
Today at South by Southwest, around 12:30 p.m., there's going to be a Handmaid's Tale panel called What If Roe Had to Go? Essentially, what happens if no longer there are abortion rights laws that can allow these women who want to have multiple abortions for even up until full term to continue to have abortions. The Handmaid's Tale is essentially to make it so that motherhood, having babies, is seen as a burden, it's seen as forced. These feminists believed what would happen if the laws were to come into action. The whole point of this right here, this show, this panel, this image right here for people to see when they're walking by, is to suggest and subliminally put it out there that there is a battle of the sexes and that essentially all men, all masculinity is bad, is oppressing women.
Hey, pause. It's more than that, too. The women wear burqas and full body outfits. So it's not Islam that's oppressing women. It's the West that empowered women. And then femininity and children is a prison. So Millie's right. But it's just all total inversion. But Hollywood, pedophile Hollywood, it's going to take good care of you and gang rape you real good.
They don't want to talk about the women in the Middle East that are being oppressed. No, they'll help support the Muslim Middle East culture that wants to infringe on women's rights in the Middle East.
I want to point out this right here. Resist, sister. Resist is a common, obviously it's used with a lot of Black Lives Matter. And
yeah, hit pause again. I'm going to play the whole report when we come back because it's important and not an interrupter. Resist, sister, the big corporations in Hollywood. We care about you, sister. We care about you, ladies. This was all being produced like Hillary was going to be president. Handmaid's Tale was being produced in 2016 and then being cut and made and ready for 2018. Just like the new Homeland was a woman president in 2016 into 18, and then it wasn't, so now it's another president. They just had it all lined up where you don't like Hillary, you don't like women, and then women are supposed to be real dumb. I go, you're right. I didn't play this week. It was one of the biggest stories. I'm going to play Hillary in India about, white women listen to their husbands. White women, the 9 richest groups in the U.S. are all Asian, if you rank them by quote, race. Whites are way down there. But a woman that's with a husband that's successful or vice versa, or both of them, wouldn't it be smart to go, my kids are doing well. I'm doing well. I've got a great life. My husband's smart. I like him. I like Trump. He likes Trump. The patronizing of that, I haven't even got into this because it makes me so sick, but I'm going to get into it now. We come back. The fact that Hillary says that women were made by men in the West to vote for Trump, like Western men, like I've got women chained up at home and I cut their genitals off. If anything, the women in my life are sitting on top pink pillows. And it probably isn't even the best thing. But that's it. It's what the West is, and I'm an extreme example of that. Now, if you want to be in a slave brothel with 100 guys raping you until you die, or you want to be sold in a slave block onto a slave ship and taken to a brothel until you're raped to death, Islam's for you. But again, the left covers that up because they love the desecration of women. They hate women. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So Hillary came out, you know, she said earlier in the week or last week in India, in between falling down and breaking her arm and falling down three other times, but her health is just fine. And she never falls down either. That's fake news from Alex Jones. CNN reports it was Alex Jones and Paul Watson put out the rumor she fell down. She only slipped. Look, and then they cut before she falls down. I mean, they are the kings of fake news. And then Hillary came out and said white women voted how their husbands told them. We can put that article on screen for TV viewers. But that is the craziness. Like it or not, studies suggest that Clinton may not be wrong on white women voting like their husbands. See the lie from the Washington Post from Jeff Bezos? She said her husbands make them vote. Not that white women don't vote like their husbands. See the sleight of hand? Everything with these people is deception. Preying on you. Hoping you don't pay attention. Hillary Clinton blames pressure from men for why white women voted for Trump. So that's where all this is going. And then they show Handmaiden's Tale, and they've got all these big PR stunts where being a mother, having a baby, that's all Gloria Steinem. Gloria Steinem had a bunch of kids. She worked for the leftist CIA, by the way. She admits that. To get women into the workforce to break up the family so the state could raise them. So that's what we're talking about here. Hillary Clinton blames pressure from men for why white women vote for Trump. What a racist statement. And here's the clip.
Well, I should start by explaining that Democrats, going back to my husband even before, but just in recent times, going back to Bill and our candidates and then President Obama, have been losing the white vote, including white women. We do not do well with white men, and we don't do well with married white women. And part of that is an identification with the Republican Party and a sort of ongoing pressure to vote the way that your husband, your boss, your son, whoever, believes you should. And what happened in my election is I was on the way to winning white women until former director of the FBI, Jim Comey, dropped that very ill-advised letter on October the 28th, and my numbers just went down because all, and I heard a lot of anecdotal evidence about this.
Shut her up. I can't hear anymore. She's over in India trying to preach racism against white people, but I mean, that's the backdrop. The whites are just too stupid. In India, one of the most racist places in the world, where they worship white people. In the caste system. And I don't think that's a good thing. But you go to India, the ruling class is white. I mean, I'm going to throw up, man. I can't handle this crap anymore. I mean, you've got this monster, Hillary Clinton, that if they'd have run a smart, patriotic woman, she would have beaten Trump. But despite all of it, they force-fed us this monster of corruption. Let's go to Millie's Handmaid's Tale from the start. This is her breakdown. Here it is.
Today at South by Southwest, around 12:30 p.m., there's going to be a Handmaid's Tale panel called What If Roe Had to Go? Essentially, what happens if no longer there are abortion rights laws that can allow these women who want to have multiple abortions for even up until full term to continue to have abortions. The Handmaid's Tale is essentially to make it so that motherhood, having babies, is seen as a burden, it's seen as forced. These feminists believed what would happen if the laws were to come into action. The whole point of this right here, this show, this panel, this image right here for people to see when they're walking by, is to suggest and subliminally put it out there that there is a battle of the sexes and that essentially all men, all masculinity is bad, is oppressing women, but they don't want to talk about the women in the Middle East that are being oppressed. No, they'll help support the Muslim Middle East culture that wants to infringe on women's rights in the Middle East. I want to point out this right here. Resist, sister. Resist is a common, obviously it's used with a lot of Black Lives Matter, Antifa. This is a call to resist Trump to women. This is a call for feminists and women to come together because, see, they're trying to let all the women know that, hey, these men are trying to oppress you and force you to have babies and force you to, you know, because that's what this whole show is about women that are in a dystopic future and they're forced to have babies
and pause
forced
again.
To be oppressed.
And in truth, the globalists just want you as their slaves. They want you totally isolated. Continue.
Ultra-conservative patriarchy.
It's almost as if they're saying that motherhood isn't powerful enough, and that in a sense that by being a mother, by being a wife, you're essentially being a slave. When what they don't talk about is how women are actually being manipulated by the abortion systems every single day. The abortion systems, what they'll do is they'll take in a woman, and they will hit her at the most vulnerable spots. You know, they'll make her feel like she's not good enough to be a mother, that she's not fit enough for anything that she wants to do, that she can't handle the world unless she gets an abortion.
Exactly. That's what they do. They don't offer a real choice. Usually when you go to an abortion clinic,
they make it empowerment.
They don't give you a choice. They don't say, hey, we're going to help you with your female gynecological issues. If you want to go in and you want to get ultrasounds, if you need maternity care, they don't offer maternity care.
They don't tell you there's people willing to pay for the baby legally, hundreds of thousands.
Or are they just for pro-abortion? Okay, so notice here you have a sign that says concealed handguns prohibited. You also have openly carried handguns being prohibited as well. And this is a little fenced-in area, which inside is the venue for Bulletproof, a coffee and product that they sell a bunch of supplements and whatnot. But notice that the whole idea of the name Bulletproof for this brand, it makes you wonder, well, is that to subliminally suggest to the public this idea of being anti-Second Amendment, wanting America to be bulletproof, meaning free of bullets, free of guns, free of the Second Amendment? Do you really think that if you had a coffee maker that was, you know, say to have a name that was pro-Second Amendment, for example, do you think that they would be permitted to have a venue here at South by Southwest? Well, I highly doubt it, because pretty much all of the venues and everything that we've been seeing here at South by Southwest has a very extreme liberal bias in everything they do.
Oh, yeah. It's like Double Boy. Or like almost like a hamster wheel or a hamster ball, I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Keeping us going in the same pace, same time.
That's like in The Prisoner, the big bubbles that chase you down.
Saying that this technology is going to keep us on the hamster wheel, if you will.
By the way, we always create different flags for our events because the left will beat even women up. So you can't go out in these areas.
What's car to go?
It's all membership based, and you just use your app to unlock the car and drive. And you can park anywhere you want within the our home area.
That's interesting. So, essentially, it kind of is like a rental car, but instead you subscribe to a membership, where you can use any different car. You don't get charged extra for different cars, and you have a monthly rate. Is that what it is?
No monthly rate. It's just per use. You only get charged for what you use.
So are these cars just going to be parked around cities?
Yep.
That you can just hop into, kind of how those bicycles are?
Yep, exactly.
And they get preferential treatment and they're allowed to park, but you aren't.
Throughout the U.S.
So, I mean, what do you guys think about how this is kind of like phasing out car ownership in a way? Like, if everyone just starts doing this, people aren't going to be owning cars anymore.
That's the point.
That's
the point?
It's all about markets where you don't have choice.
So we think there's more benefit of people sharing cars and not having cars just sitting in the
They think it's more benefit.
Not being used for 90% of the day.
Yeah, Car2Go is a complete joke. All right, that report's very diverse, because it's a whole bunch of different subjects. I don't mean diverse in the libtard version, but a lot of different angles. You see the full report at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. When we return, the Morning Joe flips out that America's waking up to the deep state. All that and more straight ahead. This is the InfoWar.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with the precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Jones here, back live. Tomorrow's news today. And we are here. Thank you for joining us. Reddit user says he's Austin bombing killer. And it's probably made up. Probably not the killer. But this person says they were planning to bomb us today, shipping the package from San Antonio to our offices, and that it must have detonated or had the switch thrown by being bounced. And from the police, these are pressure bombs. But we've already reported that, so this individual can know that. Who knows? I would not report it, except that it's been picked up by the New York Daily News. So document him, shot, please, TV viewers. And you can see here where they get into all that. So this is just all part of the hysteria. It's just like folks think they're going to win some Powerball ticket where people bought 20 million tickets or 100 million tickets in some cases. And then everybody just thinks when those balls start rolling, they can get it. Statistically, you could have the German Air Force flying over here with a bunch of German bombers and dropping thousands and thousands of pounds of bombs, tens of thousands of pounds of bombs, and it would still only kill a fraction of the city. You got more people dying every week in car wrecks in Austin than, you know, are dying in a month from these bombings. But it's still serious. I'm not taking away from that if it blows your head off or blows your arms off. It's just, it creates this lottery ticket idea. But in a negative way, like, you think as you own a ticket, it's probably going to be you. Even though it's the odds are incredibly huge, you still have that perception. Just like great white sharks kill 6, 7, 8 people a year on average, people still tell you, I don't like to swim in the deep ocean or I don't like to go offshore. I'm afraid a great white's going to eat me because of the movie Jaws. And for years after that movie came out in 1972, in California and New England and other areas, they saw up to 50% reductions in people getting beach houses and going out in the water and people going out and fishing because they just thought there were great whites out there to eat them, even though it's one of the rarest ways to die. So this has created hysteria. It's what terrorism does. It's what it's designed to do. And generally, it's a mental patient type, schizophrenic type that has an education. Or it's somebody that wants to get attention, usually a leftist, and that's what most of these people are, Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, you name it. Paul Wasingson, an article pointing out that Netflix has a hit show about the Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski kind of glorifying him. And if you say the CIA is involved, people say, oh, get your tinfoil hat. That's another way to just end debate. I'm not saying the CIA is doing this. The CIA is a very diverse, big, bureaucratic organization. But criminal groups use that secrecy to operate. But if you do think it's Kaczynski related as a ode to Kaczynski, you know, as a love letter, as a copycat, then you got to bring in the CIA because Theodore Kaczynski volunteered for the CIA in college and disappeared into the MK Ultra project. That's on record. LA Times, Associated Press. And so we're not saying that's the CIA. We're not saying it's leftists that are doing it. We're saying historically, unless you're talking about Islamicists, it's the same category, cowards, It's the left that do most of the bombings. You can say, well, look what McVeigh did. Well, I know the names of the feds that carried out the bombing. I know the names of all the people involved. It came out in court documents. I've talked to the cop of the year's family and everybody that, you know, was tortured to death because he saw who did it. Wasn't McVeigh. But look at the Weathermen Underground and all the communist groups and Patty Hearst and on and on and on. It's what communists do. It's what cowards do. So I'm not saying that's who's done this. I'm saying we have a historical fact from what we've seen in the past. Now, the fact that we even have something called a deep state, that just means the bureaucracies, the entrenched, unelected bureaucracy, and that interfaces with the shadow government, which was set up legitimately for continuity of government during nuclear war, asteroid strikes, or other systems that knock out the legitimate elected government. You then have a COG that is the shadow government, and that's the term used in parlance for 50 years. That then interfaces with the bureaucracy and the leftist arms of the deep state, which is pretty much the entire deep state is leftist, about 80%. And they're now lashing out at America, lashing out at Christians, lashing out at Trump, lashing out at prosperity, not because they're communist. They want the average person to be a slave on a chicken feed diet enough to just barely let them survive so they can play God. It's a very beta group of cowardly scum directed by a very small cloistered group of billionaires and elites that want a monopoly system so they can have delusions of grandeur and have a breakaway civilization, life assisted technologies, and of course do what Pinky and the Brain always talks about, the same thing they always talk about, ruling the world. So that's how this works. That's the real system, and they hate me because they sit around and they go, nobody ever listened to that guy. He doesn't have a foppish NPR accent. Boom, they start listening. Well, what do we do? Because if they keep listening to him, it's all over. So here's the Morning Joe flipping out that people are learning about the deep state. They sound the alarm that people think there's a deep state. They think the sun comes up, and they think blood, once it's oxygenated, is red. And what are we going? Here it is.
In that part may not have criminal exposure.
Or he could be on to something. Attacks against the so-called deep state by the president and some Republicans may be taking hold. More Americans now believe that national policy is being manipulated or directed by a deep state. That, according to the newest Monmouth University poll, 6 in 10 Americans believe that unelected or appointed government officials have too much influence in determining federal policy. 26% say the right balance of power exists between elected and unelected officials. While this view of the deep state looks to be growing more prevalent, only 13% of Americans are very familiar with the term, 24% are somewhat familiar, and 63% said they are not familiar. However, when Monmouth described the term as, quote, a group of unelected government and military officials who secretly manipulate or direct national policy, nearly 3 in 4 Americans said they believe that the deep state exists. 1 in 5 said it does not. And I think of the Facebook story and Cambridge Analytics that we're covering. We'll be doing a lot more on that later. But Carol Lee, this is real. And this president may be on to something, whether it's right or wrong.
I don't think you can look at that any other way than that it's a direct result of what we've seen the president try to do, which is sow doubt about people in the administration, whether it's the FBI.
Let's stop right there. Look, everybody knows there's dug-in bureaucracies. You got Schumer on TV going, the bureaucracy will take the president out. You got Mudd saying it's going to kill him. You better threatening everybody. You idiots can't have it both ways. You've declared a war on America, and now America has declared war on you. So, let's go. Let's bang heads. Let's do it. You want it? We're coming. Nothing's going to stop us now.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
You know, I was just looking at DrudgeReport.com, and I was looking at just how crazy all the headlines are. Not from a sensationalist perspective, just because that's what's happening with the news. Austin gripped by fifth bombing. Experts look at it being a Unabomber Theodore Kaczynski copycat. And then right next to it, man faces year in prison for Hitler dog joke. And then what's even weirder is both articles are ours. And both articles are true. And it's all unfolding. It's crazy. Meanwhile, The Hill, McCain ripped Trump for congratulating Putin on his election as an insult to the Russian people. And that's the only reason I covered this thing earlier, the whole Politburo and the rest of it. Let me just do that now. No, let me do it next segment because I had a bunch of guests on and now I can't find my stack of Politburo news. I want to show Russia's electoral system versus China's and just point out that's not the case. Russia is not a dictatorship. And that's just because it's a fact. China is, and then our media won't call it a dictatorship. And it gives me a headache. You know what else gives me a headache? Constantly not being able to find my video list. You guys bring me another video list in here. Because I want to go over the videos, and I was just digging through stuff and can't find it. Just bring me a video list. Thank you. I'll tell you what else gives me a headache. That's people that continue to say, we need free health care. Thank you. We need free health care, just like they got in England or in Cuba. It works perfectly. So I can get my plastic surgery. Only thing you get free in England is a sex change because they want your weenie cut off because they don't want to have you having any kids. Seriously. I mean, Paul Watson had a cold for like 2 months, was about to die, and they wouldn't even let him get antibiotics. He had to get permission to go to a private doctor from the National Health Service. He has the money. They have a two-tiered system. I'm not going to even get into it. It's like, look at Venezuela, look at Cuba, look at North Korea. Good Lord. You know Canadians come here to have their surgeries, right? And that doesn't mean we are perfect people. But compared, our system's incredible. I know all about it. My dad's been in medical management my whole life. By the way, I love when the crew just Googles what I say. As they find out I'm telling the truth, it sounds crazy. Put that back up, please. Good job finding that so quick. A lot of states won't pay for a sex change. And it's not because I want to hurt your feelings. You want to cut your arm off. You know, use a meat cleaver. I shouldn't have to pay for your medical bills. Same thing. You want to go have your genitals turned inside out and all the rest of it and say you're a purple, one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater or whatever you want to be. That's your life. I'm a libertarian. But yeah, but there's the headline. So people that can't get free sex changes here, well, where do they go? They go to the UK. Now, how discriminatory is that? But how discriminatory is that? Transgender American woman, 25, who cannot afford gender reassignment surgery, is in the U.S. moving to the U.K. for free operation. Because it's a man that says it's a woman, so they even put that up there. And then they go further, you can't afford it, well, don't worry. Tavistock Institute that launched this whole brave new world. It's going to happen. Now imagine, and I've watched C-SPAN where they have prime minister's questions on the parliament, and I remember watching Tony Blair, and I remember watching John Major, and I remember watching all these guys get up there, and they would say, in this area of Suffolk, young Billy Johnson waited 2 years for brain surgery, and by then he died. The surgery was 98% operable in the first 6 months, but he waited. And then the prime minister would go, I understand what you're saying. Yes, it's too long. We need more funding. Get the thinking. And then someone else would get up. I mean, these are real cases by the thousands. So I'm going to explain this to you. You are a six-year-old little boy with an operable brain tumor that they could snip off if it doesn't grow too much bigger. And you are going to get put 6 feet in the ground, Jack. But if you want to go over there and have some abusive, whack job doctor take taxpayer money and chop somebody's genitals. That's what the left loves it. Islam's cutting women's genitals off. And it's cutting, it's like demon world, man. It's demon world. Mutilate yourself, we'll pay for it. And then if I say you're mutilating yourself, I bet, yeah, terminally ill boy, denied potentially life-saving treatment by NHS, would be given it in any U.S. hospital. But let's stop there. I'm just sick of hearing about how great it is. I remember sitting there in college. I went 2 years, and it was the most dumbed down dribble in every class. Didn't matter what it was. They'd go, I have a friend in the Foreign Service. Did you know in Cuba? It's always like an American accent, but they try to anglicize it like NPR. Did you know that 1 in 10 is a doctor in Cuba? Education's free. It's incredible, and we're going to have that here. Now, let me tell you about fundamentally how evil white people are. Here is an image of a woman of the future. She is brown. She is not white. She is not black. But one people. And then it was just like, oh, my God. In the next class, it didn't matter. I thought, well, that's anthropology or that's psychology. No, it was the mathematics classes. It was everything. Except for one mathematics class where the lady was actually from Africa. And she was like, all these leftists need to actually go to Africa and see what it's like. And all the stuff you hear at this university, all this leftist stuff. And she's like, I'm not even a conservative, but let me tell you something. This America-hating crap, all things you hear, it's communism, and it's what's brought down the country I came from. And all of you that are leftists, you need to go to Africa before you listen to these people. And I remember that lady. She was an African. And she was freaked out. So these universities are madhouses. They're madhouses. And the more money government puts into healthcare, it drives down the quality, it drives up the price. That's what it does when Obama goes, we're going to make everybody buy insurance. What do you think? The price is triple. Of course it does. If the government said, you've got to buy X car, what are the sellers of that car going to do? They're going to up the price. Plus, it's going to drive up demand. So, it's the same deal, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine people that are actually from Africa, and they get here, and it's the best living they've ever had, and everybody's running around bitching and complaining and hating everything? That's when I run into Africans that are taxi drivers or whatever, or people that I've met working at a hotel or whatever, they're like, oh, I like you, Alex. Oh, I know what you're saying is right. My family in Nigeria was blown up by Muslims 10 years ago. My brother was killed. You're right. God bless President Trump. And you see spoiled, rotten American blacks, spoiled, rotten American whites all bitching with their smartphones and fancy jeans and everything. The poorest person's got more than anybody. Most of the country's bitching. And yeah, screw this country. Yeah, whatever, man. Fascist crap, right-wing people, yeah, you know, white privilege. Christians failed Africa, though. Christians went in there, built industry, exploited a lot of stuff, but the population exploded because there was medicine and stuff, and then now it's out of control. I mean, Africa's population, depending on what numbers you look at, like 100 times what it was 300 years ago. But the leaders are corrupt. And the people try to come here to get away from that, and the left is waiting, preying on them to get control of them and run their lives and recreate the hell they came from right here. Other big clips, other big news, straight ahead. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention. attention, business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Poncho fell.
He left his living in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold.
So the story ends, we're told.
Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few who left it too. All right, I've got some final stories to cover. And then Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and others take over with the War Room, always power-packed and informative. And remember, you know all this stuff. Your friends, your family, your neighbors are just now willing to wake up and see it. We're at the critical flashpoint, the turning point, the jump point, the event horizon, the crossroads, the fulcrum, the tipping point. And so that's why we need you more than ever to spread the word so we're not under the globalist dominion. Much of this for us is not even intellectual anymore. We've won that fight. We know the facts. It's now just about pushing the info, not bullying, not doing like the left does, but just putting out the truth and not bowing to their evil. They claim data mining was invented in 2013 by a guy with pink hair because he worked and is a whistleblower out of this analytics deal out in the UK. And the big crime was that Facebook just let conservative groups get in there and organize. That's all been shut down now. But they're trying to teach you that that's all that goes on and that it was just invented there. Because they think you're a moron. utterly horrifying ex-Facebook insider's covert data harvesting. Was it Chinese communists harvesting organs? Is that bad? Oh, no, of course not. No, I mean, covert data open source harvesting was routine. It must be banned off the big giants. Any communication, any talking to anyone, any organizing by anybody but the Facebook that the former head of the Obama campaign says that they owned and controlled. It's just, you can't allow it. You understand me. They think you're so stupid you don't get it. Now continuing, people are ready to buy some guns in the world's murder capital. Bloomberg has a big detailed report about how they have the highest crime rate in the world, even over Mexico. And it's because they have a total zero, no gun policy for over 50 years. And now the leading candidate to be president is saying it's time to arm the law-abiding citizens. He says the police have become corrupt. They work with the gangs. That's why everything's destabilized. And it's time to do it. I need a Second Amendment in Brazil. That's why when I mention countries that are waking up, because I follow it, I'll throw Brazil in. Because it's got a huge libertarian movement. They understand what's going on. Smart people, a lot of resources, really cool culture. But they've got no Second Amendment. And if you don't have that, you're going to have gangs and government ruling you just like Mexico. I mean, it's an absolute fact that if Mexico would have had a Second Amendment from the beginning, it'd be just like the U.S. Same thing with Brazil. Venezuela had one. Argentina kind of had one. That went away. All the money went. It's like opening a space door, a bulkhead in space, a portal, and like the oxygen just went out. Well, wow, this really doesn't work too well. He wants to make it a citizen's right, civilian gun ownership. It goes into gun control. And they talk about the overwhelming global tendency towards more restrictions of gun owners and how it's, wrong. So it's very, very exciting. In the world's most murderous country, gun control is starting to lose its appeal. Desperate Brazilians are wondering whether they'd be better off armed, given that around 60,000 of their compatriots are killed each year. Poll shows support for gun ownership gaining ground. In an election year, politicians are paying attention. One of the candidates leading the field of October 2018 presidential election, hardline conservative. That means he's right of Mao Zedong. Jair, he pronounced this right. Is that hair? J-A-I-R. Jair Bolsonaro. But how do you say that? I can't even speak English hardly. Okay. Has promised to allow law-abiding citizens to arm themselves, a popular pledge of the nation, with by far the most homicides, and then it goes into very strict gun control. So there you go. Boom. Let's continue on here, ladies and gentlemen. Californians fed up with housing costs and taxes are fleeing the state at record numbers. But see, it's like a space door. It's like a bulkhead. Use the same analogy. You open it, and the whole spaceship floods out in space. And that's out of CNBC. And it goes into the fact that when they come to Texas, God love them. You got a family, they walk up and say it's weird. If you're white. It'll be white people doing this, by the way. They're the weird mental patient minders. They're virtue signaling, you know, through the crowds of majority minorities who don't even listen to them in California. They're just there to try to live in America. And it's bad if you've got a truck. It's bad if you've got a big car. It's bad if you're conservative. If you've got a Trump hat on, they hit you in the head with a bike lock. I mean, they are fruitcakes. You know, if I was leaving something because I didn't like it, I wouldn't come recreate it. Not a crazy girlfriend or something, you know, that, say, hurt herself. I would not see her anymore, and then I wouldn't get another girlfriend that hurt herself. And it just goes into the massive, massive record exodus. Millions and millions are pouring out. And so California's answer is to flood even more people in who don't have skills. And then it just goes into outbound migration. It gets into the housing problem. It gets into just the fact that expensive rents. Yeah, welcome to feudalism. Middle class leaving, that's the critical part. Internal Revenue Service data would appear to show that the middle class and middle-aged residents are the ones leaving. God, California is going to
just totally implode. A presidential fellow and urban features at Chapman University in Orange, California. We know the actual net migration out of California has been growing. And it just goes on. Highest taxes in the USA. Well, I thought that was a good thing. Meanwhile, the Democrats have always been race-based since they read the, since they ran the KKK, since they lost the first Civil War. And so I'm going to play a clip of demographics with Tucker Carlson. So they bet that they can get as many downtrodden third-world populations in here, put a chip on their shoulder in high school and college, get them in the Democratic Party cult, keep them poor so they stay disadvantaged, disenfranchised as a permanent underclass, and then make it race-based to then have race-based blocks of voting so people don't vote for Second Amendment free market things for themselves. They vote along skin color, thus robbing themselves of actually smartly voting in coalitions with white people, you name it, for free market, because we don't want to be Venezuela or Russia or China. See? So they just want you to sell your birthright on racism, and they think they're betting on minorities being racist. So far, it's not delivered like they thought, but they just think get enough in, it will. So let's play that clip from Tucker Carlson on the demographics.
A recent piece in National Geographic tells you a lot about demographics in America and about how bewilderingly fast they're changing without any real public debate on the subject. The magazine profiles a small coal mining town of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. In the year 2000, Hazleton's population was 2% Hispanic. Just 16 years later, Hazleton is majority Hispanic. That's a lot of change. People who grew up in Hazleton return to find out they can't communicate with the people who now live there. And that's bewildering for people. That's happening all over the country. No nation, no society has ever changed this much, this fast. Now, before you start calling anyone bigoted, consider and be honest, how would you feel if that happened in your neighborhood? It doesn't matter how nice the immigrants are. They probably are nice. Most immigrants are nice. That's not the point. The point is, this is more change than human beings are designed to digest. This pace of change makes societies volatile, really volatile, just as ours has become volatile. And notice where this change is not happening. Any place our leaders live. They caused all of this with their reckless immigration policies, and yet their own neighborhoods are basically unchanged. They look like it's 1960. No demographic change at all in their zip codes. Our leaders are for diversity, just not where they live.
And then he goes over all the numbers. Paul was talking about the leftist areas in London are 99% white. And that's, I've been around leftists, man. They do not like brown people. I mean, I'm telling you, it's crazy if you know how evil they are. And see, that's the thing. If you're going to bring in Mexico, that's fine. Indoctrinate folks, free will, into the free market in America. Then don't bring the gangs with them and let them now feed on that subgroup that the left, the Democrat, sits above the Mexican mafia, and then they sit above the Mexican. And then it goes through that for each demographic. It's incredible. And that's the plan. It's a race-based system. I don't want that. I want it to be a political, economic system, cultural system based on ideas. And then it doesn't matter what color you are if we're all on the same team. Hey, free market really gives us a lot of opportunities. It built a lot of great things. Speaking of that, I didn't plug this hour. Without you, we're not here. A bunch of big specials are about to end. $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration. That's huge. Got the new Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. We've got the great Myco ZX Plus, now stronger, less price, 50% off. That's going to happen very soon. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. The War Room is about to begin. Please share the live links and local stations.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com